Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. This morning I'm joined by Patricia DeCulte. She's the Executive Director of Lupus Alliance of Long Island, Queens. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Janine Cox, a lupus patient. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
You're also a Lupus Alliance of Long Island, Queens advocate and volunteer.
Yes.
And we're also joined by Alexa Cox, Janine's daughter, newly crowned Miss Long Island. 2018. Congratulations, Alexa.
Thank you so much.
And you're playing a role in all of this, too, that we'll get to. But first, let's start with you, Patricia. Let's talk about lupus. What is this disease? What is it? What are the characteristics of lupus?
Well, lupus is often misunderstood. It's a chronic autoimmune disease that can affect any organ or part of the body. An autoimmune disease basically means that the body mistakenly attacks itself instead of foreign invaders like a cold or a virus. This results in symptoms such as inflammation, swelling, damage to joints, skin, kidneys, blood, the heart, and lungs. Lupus can range from mild to life-threatening, and there is no cure currently.
Do we know anything more about why the body attacks itself when this happens? I mean, is there any medical advance on that? Are we getting there on that? Anybody know?
Well, I think I'd like to defer to Janine, who happens to be an RN, and she is living with the disease and speaks often about the disease.
Of course. Janine.
Yes, I've been living with the disease for almost 30 years now, and it is very difficult to diagnose. They don't know what causes it, so therefore they can't find a cure until they figure out exactly what triggers it.
Mm-hmm. Or why the body reacts to it the way it does.
Right. And it reacts differently in every single person that has it. So You can have 10 people in a room with lupus, and they'll have all different symptoms. It'll look like 10 different diseases.
Right. Wow.
I was affected. It mostly affected my kidneys. After I had Alexa, my kidneys started to fail.
Wow. Who gets lupus typically? Anyone in particular?
So lupus strikes mostly women of child-rearing age from 15 to 44. But what a lot of people don't know is that children as young as 4 years old can also be diagnosed with lupus.
Wow. Okay. And what causes it, this disease? Do we know that?
It's likely that there is no single cause, rather a combination of genetic, environmental, and possibly hormonal factors that work together to cause the disease. The exact cause may differ from one person to another. However, as research efforts continue, there is continued hope for new treatments, improved quality of life, and ultimately the development of preventing and curing lupus.
And that's why we're here today. We're talking about lupus and Lupus Alliance of Long Island, Queens. What is this organization all about?
Well, the Lupus Alliance of Long Island, Queens has been serving individuals with lupus since 1955. We're the only lupus resource for those living in Nassau, Suffolk, and Queens, offering supportive programs for individuals, their families, and caregivers. And what I love to tell everybody is we are the oldest lupus organization in the country, which is kind of remarkable. We've been, you know, serving the community and helping people right here on Long Island for many, many years.
Fantastic. How can our listeners get involved with the Lupus Alliance of Long Island and Queens?
Well, obviously, we're always looking for advocates and volunteers. We hold two major fundraising events throughout the year. One coming up, our Walk Along for Lupus, going into its 24th year on October 15th at Eisenhower Park. And we also host a May 5K Run Walk for Lupus in Central Islip.
Are we looking for more people to participate in this? Have you filled your quota?
We've never filled our quota.
Right. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Filled our quota. We never fill our quota.
Just figured I'd put it out there.
Yeah, we need volunteers,
okay.
Walkers, anyone that's available.
Okay. And how do they do that? What's the first place to go to get some more information about the event?
They can go directly to our walk website, which is www.lalaliq.org/24walkalong. along, one word.
Okay.
And they can register, or they can always call our office at 516-783-3370. We're open during regular business hours, Monday through Friday.
Okay. I will ask you again for that, because I know some listeners are like, oh, I got part of that. But we'll definitely repeat that a few times throughout mm-hmm. this show. Tell us a bit about the Walk Along event. What actually goes on during it?
It's really exciting. You know, it's a patient-driven event, so you see people coming from all over that are coming to join together for one day just to walk, to support the cause, support what we're doing here, and to support one another, more importantly. We have people who create teams, people who are walking for loved ones who have lupus or unfortunately have passed from lupus. It's really, really remarkable. Registration opens at 8:30. The walk starts at 10. We're so excited this year because, of course, we have asked Alexa Cox, our Miss Long Island teen, to cut the ribbon and start the walk with her family. We'll also have Ronald McDonald there. We'll have Rocky from BAB. We thank you very much for what you guys do here. And we'll also have Flashback Long Island performing. We've got breakfast, lunch, giveaways, clowns, balloons, you name it. It's really a fun day. And I hope that, you know, we get more people every year. I mean, it's just remarkable at the end of the day. You look back and say, wow, you know what, even though people are living with this devastating disease, it's nice to see that we all come together and we share our stories, hope, and hopefully, you know, one day we'll be talking about a cure.
Mm-hmm. Getting closer to it with the spreading awareness of this and also bringing more funds in for the research.
Absolutely.
Vendors, looking for vendors more to participate in this?
Well, we're always looking for sponsors.
Okay.
We're really very blessed. We have, you know, great businesses that support us, like Universal Testing, Investors Bank, the Feinstein Institute, the SLE of Northwell. We're just very fortunate that, you know, a lot of people support us, but we're always looking for more support. And just to mention quickly some of our programs, you know, we provide support services through our support groups. We have a lupus buddy program where we pair one lupus patient who's been living with the disease for some time with maybe somebody who's newly diagnosed or struggling. We also have a financial grant program called the Quality of Life, where we actually pay co-payment up to $500 annually to help lupus patients, because as you know or can imagine, you know, sometimes it affects families financially with all
sure.
of the medications and treatment.
Yep.
So there's a lot of programs. You can visit our website, and you know, we're always looking to help as many patients as we can.
Okay, let's give that website again.
The website is different from the walk website.
Okay.
But the website is www.laliq.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll go back to the walk website.
The walk website is www.laliq.org/24walkalong.
Okay. All right. Let's turn to you, Alexa.
Okay.
You're here. Tell us your story, please, how you got involved with this, your connection to lupus, and why the walk is so important to the family.
So as we like to joke around in the lupus office, I pretty much started as an embryo volunteering with my mom. She's been a part of the Lupus Alliance, and so have I, for as long as I can remember. And they've really helped out my family so much with paying for sometimes my mom's medical bills, and with my brothers who are both in college. They've helped give us scholarships, and hopefully I might get one this upcoming year, you know, starting college. And they've really just always been there and always helped us, and I'm so glad to give back. And to hopefully help out with the children support groups as well in the future.
Okay. Well, congratulations again on Miss 2018 Teen. I'm not even ready for 2018 yet, but
no.
I'm glad you got that title.
Thank you.
Now, Janine, your mom, is here to tell us what it's like living with the disease. And you walked, I guess, in these walks prior while you were ready to give birth to her, or just before, I should say.
Yeah, just before, actually, with all three of my kids.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I only missed one walk because one of my children was born in mid-October, so I missed that one. But I've been to every other one. And initially, I started out as a walker. And then once I had three kids, I let them do the walking, and I worked behind the scenes at registration or membership services.
Okay. Well, tell us your story. How did you get well, obviously, you got the disease. And tell us your story about how you experienced the symptoms. So walk us through what happened.
I was diagnosed when I was 24 years old. Before that, I was pretty healthy. I was very active in school and in college. I did dance, kick line, gymnastics. And my father-in-law passed away suddenly of a heart attack at the age of 57. And it was during that week, really, that I started having really severe symptoms, pain in all my joints. I was extremely fatigued. It got to the point, by the time the funeral came, I could hardly walk. And I didn't know what was going on. I assumed that I had the flu. Yeah. So I took some time off. I was working as a nurse at the time. And I took a few weeks off, which turned into a month, and I just wasn't getting any better. My joints continued to get worse to the point where I couldn't even bend my fingers. Finally, I decided to go to a doctor, and I told him about my flu symptoms, and he realized, you know, I had joint pains everywhere. And he said, I think this is, you know, something more than that. They did a series of blood work, and I was diagnosed with lupus.
Wow.
And it was pretty shocking. I really didn't know much about it. I learned a little bit about it in nursing school, but I really didn't know too much about it. And I went and read, and everything I read in my nursing books, and we didn't really have online back then. I had to go to the library. Everything said I would have symptoms like a rash on my face, my kidneys would fail, and I would die within 5 years. So that was pretty shocking.
Wow.
Turned out that wasn't true. That was true years ago, back in the 60s, and now things have gotten much better as far as diagnosing people earlier.
Yeah.
The treatments have gotten better. We have some medications to actually treat it, and I'm doing fairly well now.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
I mean, this is a nightmare for anyone, obviously, but it sounds like something really difficult to diagnose as opposed to some of the other diseases.
It is.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's no one specific blood test to tell you. It's not like diabetes where they take your blood sugar, and if it's over 300, you're a diabetic.
Yeah.
Lupus isn't like that, and if you don't show four or more symptoms, you can't get that diagnosis.
Right, right.
A lot of times this disease tends to mimic other diseases, and you can be misdiagnosed.
Yeah. I mean, you go through it as just a non-medical person when you're looking up WebMD and going, what do I have?
Yeah.
And you're realizing, wow, I'm no expert. I'm just trying to get into a window here.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes you more confused. So imagine what it's like for a doctor to try to figure this out.
Right.
And it's that complex. Well, great. So we want our listeners to help. Let's talk again about registering for this event. Oh, I see the website here right in front of me now. And laliq.org/24walkalong is the website. Follow the prompts. If you need assistance, call the office, 516-783-3370. And Janine, you were saying that we still need more help with that.
Oh, absolutely. We need more volunteers, registration, giving out things. Anybody that's interested, please call the office
walkers,
and get your name on the list.
Obviously.
Yes, and walkers and team members.
All right, let's talk about the prevalence of lupus. How widespread is this?
I'd like to. Yeah, it's estimated that over 1.5 million Americans have lupus and is more common than MS, cystic fibrosis, and muscular dystrophy combined, if
wow.
you can believe that.
No, I didn't know that.
It's one of those diseases I find when I tell people that I'm the director of the Lupus Alliance of Long Island, Queens, and I will go out to the community and ask them, have you ever heard of lupus? And, you know, there's only a few hands that really go up and say, I have. It's amazing. We have an estimated 24,000 Long Islanders living here with lupus. And like Janine was saying, it's very difficult to diagnose. We've been finding in the past year a lot of young people contacting the office and telling us their stories, the newly diagnosed, that, you know, they were told by their doctor either they had a cold or somebody came in and said they had Coxsackie virus. It's just amazing how difficult it is to get that diagnosis. And, you know, more importantly for a patient, it's always good to, we tell patients to ask questions. Rheumatologists are supposed to be the specialist to diagnose and treat lupus. So it's important to know that if you have any of the symptoms that we're talking about, that, you know, if you're not getting an answer from your general practitioner, that maybe it's a good idea to see if you can get a referral to a rheumatologist who may specialize in a disease like this.
Sure, sure. Well, tell everybody what the Lupus Friends Program is.
The Lupus Friend Program is a newly developed program in the past 2 years. And what we like to do is we like to pair somebody who is newly diagnosed with a patient who's been living with the disease for quite some time and has had some success with, you know, having a quality of life. Often we find with people who are just diagnosed, there is a lot of fear, like Janine again mentioned before, with reading materials that may not, you know, be applicable to what their symptoms are and their treatment is with the struggle of being sick. It's not uncommon to talk to a patient who is hospitalized for months and, you know, the depression that may go along with that. So we like to pair them with somebody who's been living with the disease successfully, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been telling people the story of Janine and her family. The Cox family is an amazing family. And, you know, to hear these wonderful successes in their lives, knowing that Janine is living with this disease, and yet they're sharing wonderful family events like their daughter, Alexa, newly crowned Miss Long Island, means something.
Sure.
Because to a new patient, they don't see past that moment,
right,
and those symptoms and that pain that they're experiencing in their body.
Right. They're thinking, how am I going to get out of this box, first
exactly.
of all?
Exactly. Just been, it's
given.
A very isolating disease.
Sure. Okay, so the pairing up of folks here helps them out to give them a little perspective. And to be a member or to start investigating this program, they can call you, right, at your main
Absolutely.
Number. Absolutely. 516-783-3370. And the email address again for this, info@lupusliqueens.org. Let's talk again about the walk. That's coming up. What's the date on it?
October 15th.
October 15th. Okay, and you're still looking for a lot of people to participate.
Absolutely.
And
walkers, sponsors.
Let's talk again about what's going on at it. Obviously, it is a walk, but there's going to be a lot of other things going on, entertainment, information for folks to find
Absolutely.
Out about the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the entertainment again. What's that?
That's Flashback Long Island. We'll be performing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very cool, right?
Yeah. I like those guys.
Yeah, me too. They actually just opened up for Yes, and they perform at the Paramount. So I'm really excited that they're performing. They're a classic rock band.
Yep.
We also have a warm-up pre-walk with Tai Chi master Joseph Panico.
Okay.
We've got Ronna McDonald, who's going to be walking around giving away free cheeseburgers, or free cheeseburger certificates, I should
okay.
say. we've got Mismatch the Clown, who will be blowing up balloon animals. We've got face painting there, and Janine will be at membership giving people information about the disease. We've got great giveaways, and of course, Alexa will be cutting the ribbon this year
okay.
at the walk.
Fantastic.
Oh, and we also have the Freeport Marching Band, which is really incredible.
Yes.
They perform and line the walk.
Oh, nice.
Path. It's just incredible when mm-hmm. they perform pre-walk.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So to get registered for it, we have the website, and that's the best way to get registered for it, right?
Correct.
Okay. LAIQ.org/24walkalong. Because you can put the www in front of it, too. That just makes it more confusing. That's a given.
Right.
LAIQ.org/24walkalong. Guys, what else? What was the inspiration for you to get involved with this organization? How did you get started in it?
You know, it's really funny. I've been a nonprofit for a really long time, and I started a nonprofit many years ago, and it was sports related. And through that initiative, I started working in the community and working with government agencies and schools, health agencies. Parallel to that, my mother was diagnosed with a very rare autoimmune disease called Evans syndrome many, many years ago. And so as a family member, I have walked alongside her through her trials and tribulations with this disease in and out of the hospital. Someone had mentioned that, you know, the Lupus Alliance of Long Island, Queens was looking for a new director. And at that time, I was looking to do something that was more effective in the community. And when I met with this board of directors the very first time, I could have, you know, said yes right then and there. I was very inspired by the stories of the board of directors and their commitment to helping the community. All of the board has been affected directly by this disease, whether they have spouses living with the disease or have lost spouses with the disease or are living with the disease themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It really is truly a family. And when you talk to each of the members and you hear their commitment to what this community is going through, I can identify with it on a personal level. So it's been really a gift just to be able to be part of this team.
Awesome. A lot of passion. That's Patricia, by the way, DeCalti, the executive director, in case we lose track here, Lupus Alliance of Long Island, Queens. guys, this event, obviously a big deal, and we need more people, so let's give that website address one more time. It's laliq.org/24walkalong. Moving forward, what are some other events that are going to be going on past the walk that you guys have planned, or are you still working on just the walk and focused on that? Like, what's going on?
Well, we actually have an annual symposium that we hold in the community. This past year, we held it out in Southampton because we realized that we serve the entire island, I like to say.
Sure.
And so anything
starting
past
from Queens all the way out. Yeah.
All the way out to Montauk Point. So we like to have an annual symposium, which is an educational day where we invite specialists to come out and lupus patients and or professionals to come to give them information about the disease, treatment, and updates about any kind of research. So we will be planning our symposium right after the walk and also getting into our run mode. We do have a 5K run that we hold in May.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's happening. All right, guys. Thank you for coming and spreading the word. And let me give the phone number again, too, if you have any questions about Long Island, or Lupus, rather, Alliance of Long Island, Queens, 516-783-3370. And again, for the walk, to get involved, it sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, and it sounds like a lot of fun, too. It's laliq.org/24walkalong. Patricia, Janine, Alexa, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, good luck with the walk.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.